Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. In what state are you registered to vote in?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. All right. So that would be Wisconsin. So in what year were you born in?
Where are you calling from again?
From Opinion Research.
Well,
1959. All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
100%.
Vote? 100%. All right. So, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
Our freedoms and our democracy.
All right. So, you would say our freedom and our democracy. Do you want to specify why?
Because we're going to lose it if a certain person wins. How's that?
All right. You might lose it if a certain person wins. All right. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden, all right. And now thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
Biden, all right. So some people feel more certain about who we plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first one is Joe Biden.
100.
And what about Donald Trump?
0. Negative 0.
All right. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. So if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat Tommy Baldwin or Republican Eric Hovde?
Baldwin.
Baldwin, all right. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden somewhat more or much more?
Much, much, much more.
All right. Now, if you could please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Could you say that a little slower?
Yeah. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
And my choice was like strongly agree?
Yeah. Were they like, do you strongly disagree with this? Do you somewhat disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree? All right. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who are vulnerable, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
All right. I'm now going to read you a list of statements. I'm still like the same. So President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
All right. Now, if you could please tell me if whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to support him for the 2024 election. And if it would make no difference, you can also mention that if you would like. So the first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Don't make no difference.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Don't make no difference.
A program that grants work permits to and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Don't make no difference.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Don't make no difference.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Don't make no difference.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Don't make no difference.
All right. In a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Don't make no difference.
All right. So now if you could please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. So the first one is, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration.
You talk too fast. It's too late for me to think that hard. Sorry.
I read it again. No worries.
Thank you.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Yes, they did. So whatever that first one was, I agree.
Very concerned?
Very concerned.
All right. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive rates to deport millions of migrants. Does this make you very concerned, somewhat
very
concerned?
Very concerned.
All right. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
What were my choices again?
Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'd say somewhat concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Somewhat concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Strongly concerned.
All right. So now I'm going to read you two different approaches, and if you could tell me which ones come closest to your opinion. So the first one is, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. While Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border.
And which one do I...
So which approach comes closest to your own voice,
oh,
to your
Biden.
Own view?
Definitely Biden.
Somewhat closer or much closer?
I don't know what you mean by much closer.
It kind of means like, does this come closer to your own view, like much closer or somewhat closer? Much?
Much
all right.
closer.
So after hearing kind of all that information, just have to ask you one last time. If elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
All right. So as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
So would that be like a coworker, an acquaintance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you want to specify, or would you prefer not to specify?
No. Through schooling, I knew many.
All right. So, would you see like a coworker, acquaintance, and friend?
Yeah. Sure. A coworker, though. I don't have any coworkers. No.
All right. No worries.
So it's just acquaintances.
Acquaintances. All right. Mm-hmm. So. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? So I'm going to read you like kind of a list, and if you could tell me if you use it. Mm-hmm. So the list goes any Spanish language radio programs, Facebook, Instagram, MSNBC or CNN, or some other major news network channel, Univision or Telemundo, OAN or Newsmax, WhatsApp, Fox News Channel website, YouTube or TikTok?
MSNBC.
MSNBC, all right. And now, finally, we're in the last few segments, and this is just for demographic purposes. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Europe,
all right. So would you want to kind of specify a country?
Well, Poland.
Poland, all right. So were you born on the United States mainland or another country?
In the U.S.,
U.S., all right. Were either of your parents born on kind of the U.S. or were they born in another country?
U.S.
U.S., all right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Do you speak like always English or
English.
Do you speak
yeah.
always English? All right. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say you're a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
College.
Bachelor's. Would that be like a four-year, all right, bachelor's?
Yeah.
What is your religion?
Catholic.
Catholic, all right. And just finally for verification purposes, can I only have your first name, please?
Sure. Marie.
Marie, all right. Would that be... M-A-R-E, like I-E, or, all right, okay.
I-E.
So, well, thank you so much for your time, Marie. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could we know that you're interested in the follow-up research study and that we may contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you want to. No worries.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Marie. This will conclude our survey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you. Goodbye.